Elijah, as many of us are aware, was a messenger of God. What some would call a prophet. One who spoke the truth, who offered comfort and correction, direction as he sought discernment. It seemed that Elijah was working such in concert with the Spirit of God that they were as if it was God's voice himself as he spoke to the people of Israel. What a gift for Elisha and those whom Elijah ministered to have a direct discernment from a messenger of God so holy as Elijah to give them guidance on their journey. And I don't know about you, but wouldn't it be pretty cool if we always knew exactly what God wanted us to do with our lives, with our callings, with our family decisions, with our professional choices that we have to make? If we had the clarity of Elijah, wouldn't the world and our lives be much more peace-filled and joy-filled? Well, you know, I think as we live in this world where there's more and more controversy and discernment and discussion and disagreements, whether it's in state government or in the church itself, it's so complex when we see good Christian people who we love and respect who disagree and find themselves searching and saying, is God with us? Or is God with them? Most of all, I think our journey as the church is that not God be with us, but that we be with God. Let our faith form every aspect of our life and trust our Lord with all of our discernment. I think that's the gift that Elijah brought to us in our text today. As we wrestle for clarity in our lives of saying, where is God? What is God calling me to do to make this world more reflective of Christ? There's some lessons in this text. I think first and foremost, Elijah as the prophet, one who was the spokesperson of God and called forth Elijah to serve in his way, Elijah was one who spent a lot of time with God, a lot of time in prayer and discernment. For us, dear church, and people of faith, to hear God with more clarity as we make decisions, as we search the Scripture to be faithfulness, I think that's a reminder to us that the more we look to God, the clearer we see God. Let me say it this way. A few weeks ago, I was at a swimming pool. I was at my mom and dad's swimming pool, and I was lying back and looking up, and y'all, I saw, I would almost like to say they were eagles, but some people may say, I don't know about that. They may have been buzzards. It could have been eagles. They could have been buzzards. But Kathy, I have never seen a bird soaring that high in my life. And I told Dad and I told Luke, I said, y'all look up there at that buzzard. And they didn't see it for the longest time, but as they continued to look and cast their gaze upward, eventually they saw it. They saw it soaring, Lamont, in all of its majesty. They saw it soaring in all of its grace. Imagine, church family, if that small example would be a reminder to us, the more we cast our gaze and to the heavens, the more clearly we will see God's path for us. We will see God's glory. We will see God in all of His grace the more we cast our eyes and search for God's guidance in our life. You see, I think that's the message. Even if you're looking for buzzards or eagles or anything, the more intentionally we look, the easier it's going to be to find, well, certainly in a more profound way. The more we, as the church, as we discern and strive to walk in God's way, Randall, as we strive to be faithful and embrace the call of Holy Scripture, that we should more intentionally, in the spirit of Elijah, look to the heavens and search God for clarity. I think that's the first gift that Elijah gives us in this text today. And Elisha, in his faithfulness to walk in the steps of Elijah. Some of us will remember the very call of Elisha, where Elisha was a farmer. He was tending the crops, and Elijah come forth and called him, and Elijah was committed to the faith in the spirit of his father of the faith, Elijah. May we, dear friends, as we seek to be a reflection of Christ in this broken world, let's call it what it is. This world is full of division, anger, disruption, whether it be in the church, in the state government, the national government, wherever. We as the church need to give this world a reflection of God. How do we know if we're being faithful? We look more to the heavens. We spend more time in prayer. The more we listen for God's voice, the more we will hear and understand God's voice, right? So there's another lesson of our text today that I think reminds us as we're seeking for clarity. Where's God in our lives and in the world around us? Not only do we look to the heavens, but we look to the people of faith among us. We look to what Jennifer described to us today in our New Testament reading. We look for the fruit of the Spirit in God's people. In other words, we trust those who've gone before us, our forebears in the faith, right? Those who've nurtured us, Lamont, like we talked about at Westminster for years, those saints of the faith that taught us what it means to be faithful followers of Christ. We look to those we respect, right? We don't just listen to the world around us, because that can be confusing. That can be the evil spirits of the tempter using those loud voices instead of those holy voices. So how do we discern the difference, right? It's not just about getting public opinion or the majority or those that we always want to agree with. We look to those most of all that we trust in the faith. Here's what I mean. Last night, Manya and my dad and Shishi and I, we made a trip to an engagement announcement for our little dear Millie Hill. We're so excited for she and Drake. And as we were preparing to leave, the girls were auditing each other's outfit. How do I look? Do I look okay? You look all right? And then Manya said, only thing is, why don't you put on brown shoes to go with that? And she said, I agree. I will go with brown shoes. Well, you know what? Neither one of them asked me my opinion. In fact, I don't even get a choice in the argument, Deborah. Manya doesn't handle it so gracefully. When I come out, Shay, she says, not those shoes. Nope, not those socks. Because I think what she's concerned about, I'm not only going to look like an idiot, she don't want it to reflect bad upon her. And she wants me to trust her opinion because she knows better. How about that? My mom trusted Manya last night. Why? Because she has fashion consciousness that I don't have. She has experience. She studied what people are wearing, what looks good, what matches. She trusts her opinion. Friends, our faith in a far greater way. Our yearning to follow in God's way is a message to us to be like Elisha and listen to the people of the faith that we trust in a far greater way than trusting people with our fashion choices. Trust those who've proven to be fruit of Christ in the world around us. Don't listen to the naysayers, the argumentative folks, the folks who let their politics form their faith instead of their faith forming their politics. Listen to the faithful disciples of Jesus Christ who bear forth good fruit. You see, God talks to us through the people of faith. This isn't me making this up. Friends, it goes all the way back to our call stories. Paul's call story, as he had that time where he lost his eyesight, Paul was come and he brought, and a man named Simon came from a distant land and he'd had a vision, and he said to God, he said to Paul, "Brother Paul, be restored. I had a vision from heaven." He trusted him as a messenger from God. Peter, as God called him to take the gospel to the Gentiles, what did God use to speak to Peter? Yes, he sent a vision from heaven in prayer and inspiration, Randall, but he also sent what? People of the faith to come to him and say, "Brother Peter, God has laid this upon our heart too." Friends, test the spirit. As you're wrestling with decisions as family, callings as individual, decisions made by those that impact so many millions, we look and we say, "Where is God in this?" We look to the heavens and we look to the church that produces fruit. The church that we heard described to us by Paul in the letter to Galatians, this fruit of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. Those in our lives that bear that fruit, those are the ones that we need to listen to in a far greater way than fashion consciousness, for the consciousness of our faith to serve this world through Christ's love and for God's glory. God is also in the everyday. You know, I spoke earlier about the young man who prayed for peace as he approached the pitching mound. He prayed that God would give him comfort. Friends, isn't that our call to life, to trust God with every aspect of our life, the big decisions and the small decisions? Because often aren't the small decisions the ones that are really the big decisions? To trust God to be our strength, as that young man participating in an athletic event said. To trust God to give us peace and comfort so that in our lives we can give glory to God as we listen for His voice to give us the strength and the love to reflect Him in the world around us, and to give His glory. So friends, in the spirit of Elijah and Elisha, if we want our hearts to be in tune with God's Spirit, if we, like Elijah, yearn for that double portion of the Spirit to give us clarity of what God is calling us to do and how God yearns to be a part of every decision we make, may we simplify our faith. May we daily look to heaven for clarity through prayer. May we not only use our time of prayer as a time to talk to God, but hear this, church, more importantly, a time of prayer is a time to listen to God. And as we search to be faithful, may we listen to God's people, to the church, those who bear the fruit of Christ, who said, "The whole law and all the faith is summed up in this: love one another." If love is our guide, we'll be on the right road, and the world around us will know that we are Christ's disciples as we serve one another for God's glory. Amen.